Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 15th, 2021. Well, today we want to talk about the thing that good is. Our thought today comes from Psalm 38 and verse 20, where David says, "They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is." That was in my daily Bible reading today, and that phrase captured my attention, the thing that good is. And so when you think about that, David says he follows the thing that good is. So what is it that David followed? What is the good that he mentions? Should we concentrate on the thing that good is? Should we concentrate on the thing that good is? You know, I tried to look at some commentaries to see how they describe this verse, and they didn't really have a definition of the thing that good is. So how would you define the thing that good is? And so I just thought about and pondered on this scripture for a few moments, and here's what I thought. First of all, I think we can look into the passage to see one thing that which is good. David mentions a verse or two before that he will be sorry for his sin. And so therefore, we could say that one thing that good is, or one thing that's good, is repentance. Repentance is good. Second, David mentions that his enemies render evil for good. From that, we can determine that evil is the opposite of good. And in describing evil, Hastings says, "But the word almost invariably connotes what is either morally corrupt or injurious to life and happiness. Good, then, would be ethical, honest, virtuous, righteous, and moral." Considering this, I think it would be a good practice to think about how we can put those virtues into practice in our lives. Thirdly, when we consider what is good, I thought about the virtuous woman. It says of her in Proverbs 31:12 that she will do her husband good and not evil all the days of her life. So if we ponder on that for a moment, we recognize that doing good would be how we treat others and doing things for the benefit of others. So doing good would be to bless others. Fourthly, I just researched searched "it is good," that phrase in the scriptures. And there were several references to "it is good." And so if we look at just those verses that say "it is good," listen to how the scriptures describe good. "It is good to wait on the name of God. It is good to draw near to God. It is good to have been afflicted. It is good to sing praises to the name of God. It is good for a man to hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good to bear the yoke of his youth. Consenting unto the law is good. It is good not to do anything which causes your brother to stumble. And it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing." So there are several things that we could stop and look at each one of those and think about how we could do each of those. But just maybe go back and listen to the podcast again and focus on those things that it says these things are good. Or maybe you could search "it is good" in for yourselves and make a list of those things and think about how you could put them into practice in your life. And so David says he follows the thing that good is. What about you? Do you focus on doing good all the days of your life? It is a good thing for you to focus on doing good, to doing the thing that good is. God will be glorified when you do. So how about focusing on the thing that good is and put it into practice in your life? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we close this week, we thank you for the perfect example we have in Jesus Christ of doing good. We thank you that he always did those things that were pleasing to you. And so I pray, Lord, that you would help us to see that thing which good is and to always pursue that thing which good is. Help us to learn from the example of Jesus and to always do those things that are pleasing to you. Help us to walk in the Spirit, because when we do, we know that when we're walking in the Spirit, we will be always doing that thing which good is. Help us to walk therein today, we pray. Thank you for your blessings and your goodness to us. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hope you have a good weekend. Worship the Lord in church. Until Monday, this is Brother Mark signing off.